Pulse 101.7, today's positive music. Good morning. Hey, I'm Rajan, and I got Jake from the Des Moines Fire Department with me today. Thank you so much for taking the time to come out here. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So I have to ask you a couple questions before we ask some real questions, okay?
Okay.
First question is, when it comes to chili, savory or sweet?
I think you have to have a little bit of both. Balance it out. Yep.
Okay.
We need to have some meat in there, but I also put brown sugar in my chili.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I can respect that. Best kind of barbecue that there is.
Oh, man. Everybody says it's Texas, but I lived in Kansas City for a few years. Mm-hmm. So as far as barbecue dish, I'm going with burnt ends. My favorite.
There we go. All right. So now you can trust Jake. All right. He's going to talk to us about some fire safety and some things as the 4th of July. Or do you guys call it the July 4th? How do you say it?
Like in the fire service?
Yeah.
I think it's just the same as anywhere else. 4th of July, July 4th. Either way.
One and the same. But, you know, a lot of fireworks and things are happening. People have sparklers and stuff like that. What should someone be aware of, especially around this season?
So one of the first things I would say is, you know, be aware of your local rules and regulations. Obviously, fireworks were recently legalized in the state of Iowa, but each individual city still has some of their own rules and regulations. So definitely want to check on those, make sure everything you're doing is good to go. Other than that, I mean, if you are going to be celebrating with fireworks, you definitely want to find an open area. You know, never launch fireworks off of decks or porches or anything like that. You know, if you can, a nice, good, open green area is a good place to go.
Green?
Like a field, like a, you know, like an open field.
I always thought like you should find like desert land.
Oh, that would be great.
Like a field, I'm like, isn't that going to catch on fire too? But I explain that.
Obviously, we don't have desert here in Iowa. So a nice green open area, you know, you're going to have a little bit more moisture content. So if you do happen to have a fire, it's not going to get going as fast. Another good thing to have is have a hose nearby if you can. If not, a bucket of water would work pretty well. But just some sort of means to be able to put out a fire if you do have one, a small one. And then that's another good point is if you're going to be using fireworks, before you throw them away, it's good to just wet them down. You know, sometimes we recommend like a metal trash can or something like that. The plastic trash cans, obviously combustible. And then if you have combustible materials in the trash can, you know, you could catch those on fire. So a metal trash can is recommended, but I would recommend just either dunking them in a bucket of water after you've used them or just spray them down with a hose before you throw them away.
It's just like putting the kids down for night. Spray them down or give them a bath and then boom, send them away.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what's up. Okay, so also with fireworks, celebration, Independence Day, what is something that you should be aware of when it comes to the neighborhood, specifically the people?
You know, PTSD can be a thing with fireworks. So just be cognizant of your neighbors. You know, if you have good relationships with your neighbors, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get out and talk with your neighbors and say, hey, here's kind of what we're thinking. Here's how we're wanting to celebrate the 4th of July. Are you guys okay with that? And then, yeah, I mean, I would say that's just being a good neighbor, you know, getting out, having good relationships with your neighbors. You live near these people, so you want to be respectful.
Right.
And that's a good thing to keep in mind is, yeah.
Others. Thinking of others.
Yep, you know, thinking like of others.
Treating people, the golden rule, right?
That's right.
Treat others the way you would want to be treated. If you're going to be, hey, we're going to be firing stuff off.
Yep.
It was a good cutoff time.
That's true. Yep.
Is there anything else that, you know, the Des Moines Fire Department is really keying in on this time of year?
So heat emergencies, it's been hot. So I would say that's the big thing. We have tons of events going on. So a lot of people are out. So yeah, hydrate, drink plenty of water. If you feel like you're getting overheated, just take a break. Find some shade, find some indoors, some air conditioning if you can. You know, the heat, it really sneaks up on people. You know, I've talked to people before where they didn't realize they were getting overheated until where they needed, you know, some emergency care. So just keep an eye on yourself and then stay hydrated. Take a break if you need to. It's okay if you feel like you're starting to get sick, if you start to feel nauseous, lightheaded, dizzy, things like that. Just sit down, get in the AC. That seems to fix the issue for most people at that point.
So stay safe, stay hydrated, and hit your neighbors up so that you can celebrate in a good way and be safe for not only yourself, but others as well. Jake, is there anywhere that someone could go to get tips and information on, you know, what to do and what to plan for?
Yeah, so the fire department, the city website, there's a section in there for the fire department. So people can go in there and learn more information. Also, I would say if you're on Facebook, both the City of Des Moines Fire Department has a page on there, as well as there's other pages, Des Moines fire pages that people could find that just have some like tips and tricks, basically. Yeah. Just real quick, easy to digest.
Yeah, and in fact, Pulse 101.7 is going to have a list of items as well that you can see, more information, quick tips at pulse1017.com. Once again, Jake from the Des Moines Fire Department, thank you so much for what you do, for your service, and for helping us out today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.